Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Did you see that big story about Hailey Bieber this morning? My God, girl,
she's
made
rich.
Some bank.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Elf Beauty acquired her Rode skincare brand. $1 billion.
Nuts.
Should get him out a couple jams. Bieber has been kind of in the toilet, right? With
yeah.
all the
with
loans
his money
and
situation.
All the stuff that he's been needing to pay off from
yeah.
the tour that he canceled.
That's
That'll
what this
out.
Story's talking about. The tabloid reports that Bieber is millions of dollars in debt. And if that's true, well, then his wifey's going to come bail him out.
Well,
can you imagine signing a $1 billion deal?
Absolutely. I mean, good for them.
Actually, yes, I
mean,
can.
Good for them to be able to, you know, count their blessings a little bit through all this stuff. I just saw a picture on TMZ with Justin and Haley, and he is hugging her.
He
like
was honking her.
No, he's like, I love you so much.
He
like,
was
it's pretty
had
funny.
His arms wrapped around her
it
and was
great.
Holding her closely.
He's very happy with her, so I get it.
Yeah, I would
he's
think
excited.
So. I would think he's like, hey, girl, you just made us $1 billion.
Yeah.
Who would have thought
yeah.
that she'd be the one getting him out of that stuff?
I know.
Like, you'd always
Yo,
think
girl.
It's kind of. Justin doing
Don't
that.
Ever leave me, girl.
Yeah.
yeah, ever.
Ever, girl. Listen, I need you to loan me a couple bucks, girl.
That looks like what he's saying, though.
I know.
He's like,
how about a little squeezy, squeezy mac and cheesy? did you see the beef with DJ Khaled online with Rihanna?
I guess no.
He's peeling mangoes the wrong way. So he's like stripping the outsides with a knife before chowing down on it, and Rihanna couldn't handle it. She commented, "Stop butchering these mangoes, bro. My little Caribbean heart aches every time." And then there's another video of him trying to use his teeth on the next mango, and one of his teeth almost falls out.
Oh, my god!
And he vows to try again. And then he indeed posted a video of himself eating a mango that he had peeled without utensils. And it looks whole, but still somewhat butchered. But Rihanna does not like the way he eats mangoes, so she's starting to beef online over it. His caption, though, was just, "One, Rihanna, and another one. Bless up always, and another one." There is a particular way to eat the mango. Do you guys know the way?
To peel it?
To eat it correctly.
It is so hard to peel a mango.
Yeah, like, I don't peel it. I do the trick where, you know, it's got the seed in the middle.
Yeah.
So you slice down each side equally.
Okay.
Keep that seed in the middle. Then you got the half. You
yeah.
hold it in the palm of your hand. Then you take a knife and just go cut straight across. Cut the other direction so you have little squares on it, and then you pop it inside out. You go pop, and it pops it open, and you can just eat it all.
Had no
idea. I'll send you a video. It's the best way to peel a mango.
Huh.
Pro tip.
I don't eat many mangoes,
I
but it's because
oh
they are
God,
hard
I
to
love
peel.
Yeah, mangoes.
Yeah,
I
do too.
So, much.
So good.
Yeah.
I'll send you a video. Maybe I'll post a video on the proper way to cut open a mango.
That sounds wonderful.
It's a game changer in the world of fruit.
That's going to help us all.
It
Jeremy.
Really is.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very important information this morning. rumors are out there that Jelly Roll and Carrie Underwood might be collaborating on a little something something together. I guess they had a lot of chemistry when they were on last season of American Idol.
Huh.
Carrie Underwood says, "I like the way we sound together, y'all. Look
I'm
at my
mad
legs.
About that.
Look at my legs.
Look at my legs."
He's got his hand in everything. Like,
he does.
He is everywhere.
Including
for real.
Carrie Underwood.
No,
yeah.
well, I'm just saying,
her
like,
legs.
He has been collaborating with so many people. Like, we just, Alex Warren has a song with him called Bloodlines that they just released, and it is awesome.
It's because
so,
he's one of the greatest artists of our time.
I mean, he's doing
pretty
a great
good.
Job.
He is awesome. I can't
yeah.
get enough of Jelly Roll. So maybe we'll get a Jelly Underwood.
I don't know.
Hey,
yeah, there
I
we go.
That's
oh,
fun.
Well, this is annoying. Some more Dolly Parton news out this morning. You know how I feel about the oversaturation of Dolly Parton. Celebrating yet another achievement, Dollywood, her amusement park, was just crowned America's favorite theme park for a third year in a row.
Love that for her. I do. Come on.
It was done by the National Amusement Park Historical Association. Those wackadoos.
Of course it was.
They beat out Disneyland in California.
What makes it so good?
Because it's Dollywood. Yeah. It's Dolly Parton.
Fair
yeah.
enough.
She puts her heart and soul into
heart
it, Josh.
Heart and soul.
You ride in the roller coasters of her
do.
Face and stuff?
Exactly.
Or?
It's not her face.
The heart
not her
is
face.
On the left-hand
oh,
side of the
not
park.
It's not her face. Oh.
Soul's on the right.
Let's just say
so.
The bumper cars are yeah. a big attraction
big hit.
At Dollywood.
I love that people love her so much. I know you hate
Went
it.
Right
but
over Katie's
head.
Right over Katie.
Yeah,
head.
I just love this park so much.
I love her.
Bumper
like,
cars,
I know
Katie.
You give her. I get it. I get what you're saying. But I love that she gets so much love because she's a good person, Jeremy.
Jeez.
She is.
She's in everything. Here's Jer on Sports. There was a survey online where they were trying to decide which MLB mascot is the most sexy.
Oh.
Let me see. I don't think Dinger's on the list at all.
No, of course he's not. He's a purple dinosaur.
15 Dinger's not on
Jeez.
There.
Jeez.
Number one was D. Baxter of the Arizona Diamondbacks. What does he look like?
Oh, he's the...
He's like a bobcat or something, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that, I guess. Mm.
The Philly Fanatic came in number two.
No, there's
what
no
What is
way.
Sexy about that?
There's nothing sexy about the Fanatic.
And then three was Clark the Cub of the Chicago Cubs. I'd have to look that one up. I don't know that one. Anyway.
Yeah.
Baxter kind of wears like the deep V suit.
Is that what it is? The plunging V?
If he's not wearing his
get you all
jersey.
Fired up.
Yeah, sure, sure, whatever. He's a good looking mascot.
I guess it's an objective.
Better
survey,
than the
right?
Fanatic.
I know the Fanatic.
The Fanatic
he's
is
a
just,
big frumpy dumpling.
No, he's
yeah.
just so he is
he's
the
just odd.
Hey, but somebody's into it, right?
Well, he's probably yeah. one of the most iconic mascots of all time.
He
so
has a nice
like
personality.
Why.
It could be well known, probably is. Loaded,
yeah.
good at all
rich.
The parties,
exactly.
and you're like, oh, guess whose arm I'm on?
You know, I heard
Fanatic.
He's funny.
He's got this charm to him.
Look at that big honker. I do have this for you. You're Fat America. Arby's has recently started testing steak nuggets.
Oh.
Not mad about that.
Steak bites. Essentially cubes of meat. It sounds like they have the meats and it's not a good meat.
Not sad about it is not
somebody said they
the
look
branding.
Like, they look like mystery jerky.
Oh, that's kind of...
They look like the worst burnt ends you've had in your life.
The worst.
They need to go back to the drawing board. These are all... Comments on X.
Still probably charging $20 for them.
Probably.
Though.
Well, they're trying.
Just so you know.
They're trying.
Can yeah. you tell me what's going on here locally?
Oh my gosh, there's some really big news about who's what? Coming to Denver.
Who is it?
But you can't see him. It's John Cena. So he is coming for the big, Comic-Con, the Denver Con thing that they've got going on.
Over July 4th weekend, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's the 3rd through the 6th, I believe.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so Fan Expo, that's what it's called. I couldn't remember the actual name, but yeah, he's going to be
Where's
here.
This?
Fan Expo,
is
I think
Springs?
It's at the Coliseum, right? No,
Coliseum?
It's the one here in Denver. It's the Denver Fan Expo. So last year, like, Rainn Wilson was here. So this year, it's wrestling
Dwight
legend.
Dwight Schrute was here?
Yeah, now it's going to be John Cena. There's quite a few other acts, but he's definitely the biggest one coming. So July 3rd through the 6th is when it's happening. Well, I guess William Shatner, remember? So he's coming for this as well.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
We've got quite a few big names
well, that's
coming
pretty
to
neat.
Denver.
That's
you
a
guys,
big deal.
See, I only watch John Cena part of the Bella Twins show. Like, I loved Nikki and Brie Bella. Zoe and I used to be obsessed, so we used to watch it, and she was married to him for a while.
Oh,
so
yeah, yeah.
He
I've
was
never
a
been
huge,
a fan.
He was a huge part of the show, and they really highlighted his massive type A personality on that show. Like, that guy is stuck in his ways. He does things for a reason. I mean, obviously, he's extremely disciplined.
Dedicated and disciplined.
You see, I mean, you look at his body and you could tell that man just knows how to
I've listened
a
to
routine.
A few podcasts with him, and yes, he talks about that very much, about how he is disciplined, and once he has his mind set on something, he does it, and, you know, that's a good attribute to have, I
it
guess.
It is.
I've never been a fan. I've always referred to him as the Kroger version of The Rock.
Yeah,
he's kind of
I know, right?
The generic version of The Rock, but that's neat that he's coming to town.
No, though. Yeah, he is just so particular. I remember another thing he did was when people came to dinner, he made them dress up. Like, you know, when he and Nikki would have, like, family in town, they'd be staying at his house. And if you know Daniel Bryant, who is Bree's husband, he is very much a... man of the earth, right?
You're
he's
going
rugged. He doesn't like to dress up or anything. But John Cena's rule was you need to be in like a tux, in like full on, like, you know, straight up nice clothes to eat dinner with
him. Sunday best.
And it was just interesting. His whole take on everything. He has a certain standard and he sticks to it. They are no longer together. And that's a big reason because of it is he was just too much for her. But he's an interesting cat.
Sure
right?
is.
Yeah. I think he's fun. Anyway. Okay. A few animal stories for you because there's a lot.
I know you got a buttload of animal
of
stuff today.
Animals taking center
stage. So much
stage.
Animal
well,
stuff.
Well, it's the season for them to be aggressive, right? Especially when you talk about the mooses. the moose population. So this story coming out of Woodland Park, there was a mama moose, and they give birth between like May and June, I think, or March and June. There's a time, I think it is May and June, that they give birth, so they get very aggressive and protective of their babies, right?
Sure.
So in Woodland Park, a man was out, and he was letting his dogs out, and this moose attacked them all. The man was able to roll under the car.
Bad moose!
One of the
dogs
of the dogs was fatally injured. So it's a sad story there with all that.
Well,
how do you feel now, buddy?
The woman
also... I had known that information.
The woman also came out, and the moose tried to attack her as well. So, you know, people are just saying, like, this is the time of the season again for the moose to be aggressive. And they see dogs as wolves. So if you're out and about and you're hiking, try to stay out of, like, the really brushy areas. That's where they like to hide, especially with their young.
Or just stay in the suburbs.
But they're coming to Woodland Park is a suburb of Colorado Springs, and they're coming to it. Exactly. But still, you just need to be aware. Again, they see these dogs.
We'll hear about this in Parker.
They're major predators.
Littleton.
So just make sure that you're aware. They were able to find this moose, and they moved on their own. So this moose and the little baby mooses, they moved away.
Good. They didn't like euthanize it or anything. They let it go.
They weren't going to euthanize it. They were going to find it and move it to a place where it was more appropriate.
So thrown in an Uber and send it on its
way. Exactly. Yeah. Keep the change, Moosey. How about this bobcat that they found in a home in Ken Carroll?
What the heck's he doing there?
I know.
Now that's getting closer to me.
It really is. And they found him in the house. Like, it was behind the fireplace. It was just a bobcat. So homeowners came home and they found this bobcat in their house.
In the fireplace?
Behind it. Like, it was just hanging out. Like...
How
do you get behind
the
fireplace?
Sure, the fireplace is just a structure that's not behind a wall. So, have you seen those?
Like a freestanding stove?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's playing like
hide
and
seek. So he's just hiding behind
the freestanding
stove. I don't
know the actual specifics of the fireplace, but
was it a kiln?
Bobcat was behind it. Have you guys ever came across a bobcat though?
Can't say that I have.
I've seen one in real life.
I have seen one.
You can wrestle it down.
You can't.
Bobcat, you can take.
They're pretty.
Nah, you can take a bobcat.
They're smaller than you
think. You kick them.
Smaller than you think.
They also think they can land a plane. So yeah,
you
can
take. If I were to fight a bobcat, I would win.
No, bobcats are not.
All day long, you can.
They're very much. They don't like people. If they see you, they're going to run. So good luck getting a hold of the bobcat.
They're 35 pounds.
What if it's a rabid bobcat? It's coming at you. It's coming at you hot. I'm going to kick it.
That's the size. Like, most bobcats average around 15 pounds. I could punt that in the next week.
You could lay on the bobcat and be fine.
They have teeth, too, and claws.
So do I.
All the things. All the things.
I haven't clipped my nails in like 4 months.
Deputies were actually trying to use the green lasers to get him out because cats like lasers, they said. But the bobcat left on its own as well, on its own terms.
Good,
it's a good story there for the bobcat. Two bears spotted rolling up to a house in Castle Rock. Now, again, it's
is
just
this a club?
I know. Where are all these animals coming from?
Sounds like a club
it's
downtown.
It's their world.
Two
we're just
bears.
Living in it. And here's the thing. All of these were caught on camera. And that's what we're living in now. Like,
good, because then that camera will catch me fighting a bobcat, and it's going to go on America's Funniest Home Videos.
You're not going to win that fight.
He's going to win.
No, you're not.
It's barely bigger than a domestic house
cat. Somebody get me a bobcat in here immediately.
A regular domestic cat can take you down. Have you seen those videos?
Ridiculous,
you're out your mind if you don't think you can be taken down by a cat.
I'm going to look
now,
this up. During our next break, there's got to be a YouTube video of a man fighting a bobcat.
There's got to be videos of men fighting regular cats, domestic cats. Go ahead and look. I'm telling you right now, you will not win
a domesticated cat.
Fight with a bobcat.
In a face-off between a man and a bobcat, the man would likely win due to size, strength, and the ability to use tools and or weapons.
Boom.
Tools
Thanks,
and weapons.
Alexa.
But you and the bobcat. You can't bring a gun.
I'm not
going to
bring tools and weapons.
Fight.
No.
Yeah,
you would still win due to size
right
and strength.
Left and right.
I don't know. I think you guys are a little
You can win due to size and strength. Adult men are significantly larger and stronger than bobcats.
You are, but bobcats are quicker.
Katie?
Have you seen videos of cats going crazy and just climbing up your leg?
I'm fast, too. You don't even
face.
You don't know where I'm coming at you.
Okay.
I'm coming from the left.
You know
I'm coming from the right. You don't even know.
I want to see you fight a bobcat just so I can be right. Like, for
Jerry's
real.
Jerry's going to win. I got his back on this.
No, you're not going to win. You're not going to win.
Just grab him by the back of the neck and
How
shake
How about
him.
A rattlesnake?
I don't want to mess with those.
Okay. No. There we go.
Venomous.
That's where you draw the line.
I'd rather be bitten by a bobcat than getting venom in me.
My gosh. Yeah. Well, a rattlesnake was caught in a driveway in Commerce City. And again, all on video. I've actually rolled up on a rattlesnake before, just in a pen where the dogs were kept. It was actually quite scary. We had to have somebody come over and help us relocate the rattlesnake. But you wouldn't even know it. It's a very faint, right? The rattle.
How is it?
It's very faint until they're aggressive.
Another
and then
example
it gets
of how women cannot do sound effects.
And then, and then
it
gets
me to do
more.
It for you?
No, I can do my own sound effects, okay? I got this. Anyway.
Right, tell me about the snake.
Yeah, so they found one in a driveway in Commerce City. These are making themselves known this time of year, so be careful. If you see one, steer clear. And if they do end up at your house like this one did, call authorities. I don't need your
rattlesnake.
That's
better. That's better.
Stop! It's not a competition. I didn't come
into this. I
wanted
to do it anyway.
Gosh.
It's pretty good, though.
No, do yours again.
Katie, that was
do yours again. Do yours again.
It's not a competition.
Do it.
You win, Jeremy.
Do it.
You win.
Do it.
Yeah, you win. Jeremy wins.
I feel like that was a sprinkler that you did.
There is a lot of animals just out and about, though, so just be aware, because some of them can be aggressive, and nobody wants that, right?
Just lay on them.
How about this one, though? 500 dead fish showing up at Loveland Lake.
What happened there?
Yeah, so now I got your attention, Josh.
I know what happened there, yeah.
I've been nice this whole
they're
time.
They're saying low water levels and low snowpack is what's doing it. But it is a really weird sight to see Loveland Lake so low. It doesn't happen often. In fact, authorities are saying it's pretty rare that Loveland Lake doesn't fill up. But there's a lot of things just happening. The low snowpack is a big part of it, but those 500 dead fish, that's an alarming sight to just see 500 dead fish.
Sitting there floating around.
Exactly. Exactly. And they've been seeing dead fish kind of bubble up, if you will, for the last couple months, but 500 is a lot.
It's a lot of fish.
Obviously, why it's making it into our training.
They're still good to eat. Do you think they're good to eat?
No.
You can use
no.
them? Probably not at this point.
No. All the insides are bubbled up.
Bubble guts.
Yeah.
Ew.
Gross.
You got about 10 minutes to eat those things.
I got worms.
Oh, no.
Well, I guess that's the trending report.
I mean, that was it.
So much animal stuff today.
I told you. It was
are you guys good?
Stuff.
Are you still mad at each other? Or are we okay now?
No,
we're not mad.
What are you talking Jeremy about? Jeremy won. What are you talking
Jeremy?
About?
Okay, hey.
Do your rattlesnake sound again. Come
no,
on.
We're
do
not
it.
Doing it.
Katie, do it. Whoa, that was 100 times better than what you did before.
Dude.
I wasn't competing before.
I was.
Katie Cat. Impressive.
What made you change all of a sudden? It was way better. Now you're just copying me.
Oh, is that what
now
it is?
Now you just copied. Go back to the one you
okay.
did originally.
Come here, little rattlesnake.
Yeah, it's better.
That's an old rattlesnake, okay?
He's tired.
He's making his way to the little old rattlesnake home. Exactly. He's a few rattles short of the actual tail. That's him.
There
okay.
He is. That's good. Grandpa rattlesnake.
Okay, exactly.
I'm going to bite
Senior
you.
Senior rattlesnake.
If I had my teeth in, I'd bite you. If I had my teeth.
He's got fake fangs.
That's awesome.